My name is Brian Wright. Welcome to another record-spinning session on the Shellac Stack, where today's greeting is Yoo-hoo!
They call little Mickey Mouse. Got a sweetie down in the chicken house. Neither fat nor skinny, she's the horse's Winnie. She's my little Minnie Mouse. When it's feeding time for the animals, and they howl and growl like the cannibals, I just turn my heel to the hen house steel, and you hear me sing this song. Oh, the old tomcat with his meow, 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 the old hound dog with his bow, wow, wow, the crow's caw, caw, and the mule's hee-haw. Gosh, what a racket like an old buzzsaw. I have listened to the cuckoo, cuckoo's cuckoo, and I've heard the rooster cock his doodle-doo-doo. With the cows and the chickens, they all sound like the dickens when I hear my little minnies, yoo-hoo.
Oh boy, we're going to have fun today. That's Leo Zollo and his orchestra, a house band leader at the American Record Corporation in the early 1930s. That was recorded in New York City in about May or June of 1930. A tune written by Carl Stalling celebrating Mickey and Minnie Mouse. It's called Minnie's Yoo-hoo, Mellotone 12028. And that's a rather rare record, and I'll admit I broke one of my own rules in playing that, which is that I wish I had a copy of that record, but I don't. That was sent to me by a collector friend some years ago. But given the theme of today's program, I couldn't resist playing it for you anyway. And the theme of today's program is music featured in films by Walt Disney. I don't know if you had a chance to catch it, but this past week, the American Experience program on PBS presented a two-part special on the life of Walt Disney. I had a chance to watch it. I was intrigued by parts of it. I can't say it really changed my view of Walt Disney all that much. A rather conflicted man, it would seem. But like so many people who grew up in the 20th century, Walt Disney films were a part of my own childhood, and they produced a lot of great music back, especially in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. At the era of 78 RPM records, and so I thought we would take a listen to some Disney-inspired 78s, this time on the Shellac Stack. So we opened with Leo Zollo and his orchestra. We're going to continue now with a tune that came from the Disney film Song of the South. Johnny Mercer and the Pied Pipers here singing on Capitol 323. This is the big song from Song of the South. It's Zippity-Doo-Dah.
Yeah! How do you do?
How do you do?
Fine, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Great day of seeing, great world to be in, sun shining brightly, breeze blowing lightly.
Zippity-doo-da, zippity-ay, my oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine head my way. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-ay.
Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder.
It's the truth, it's actual. Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Fine, how are you?
Fine, how are you? Making a dollar a minute.
Zippity-doo-da, zippity-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine head my way. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-ay.
Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder.
It's the truth.
It's actual.
Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
Zippity-doo-da, zippity-ay.
Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder.
It is the truth, it's actual.
Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling head my way. What a wonderful zippity-doo-da day.
John.
Beware, Honest John is here, there, and everywhere.
Honest John, they call him Honest John. But I wouldn't trust him as far as I could. Throw an elephant over my shoulder, throw a curve with a 10-ton boulder. Honest John, hey, look out for Honest John. 'Cause he's only honest by reputation. Though you'll find him in church on Sunday, he'll steal pennies from a blind man Monday. Anytime that anything is gone, look for Honest John.
John is in every city. Why, he's in every neighborhood.
Say, he must be here. He stole my nickel and put me in the heck of a pickle.
He belongs to all the lodges, and he wears a politician's smile.
Yes, and he must be wearing my new hat. I'd like to get my hands on that honest rat.
Honest John, they call him Honest John. But I wouldn't trust him as far as I trust
Teddy Lamar with my new
Honest John, they call him Honest John. And don't ask him out to your
your house because
he'll steal the bulbs right out of thy socket. He's so crooked he'd pick his own pockets.
Any time that anything is gone, look for Honest John.
Hey, grab him!
Stop that! Grab that! Grab him!
Calling all cars, calling all cars, look for Honest John, look for Honest John. That is all.
Yeah, that is all, folks. Honest John stole the record. Suck, cut, cut up a busy, he's had the holy cut up a hat, yap a cup of sugar, more think a little big jump.
Recorded in Los Angeles, California on August 29th, 1939. That's Kay Kaiser and his orchestra. The song is called Honest John, inspired by a character in Disney's film Pinocchio. Although I don't believe that song appears in the film. And also of interest, it was recorded some 6 months before the release of the film Pinocchio. That's Columbia record number 35226, a sprightly and interesting song nonetheless. Before that, we heard Johnny Mercer and the Pied Pipers, a Capitol record number 323 from 1946. It was the famous Zippity-Doo-Dah. Well, my name is Brian Wright. You're listening to The Shellac Stack, a program featuring 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. And today, in celebration of the American Experience two-part program that aired on many PBS stations this past week, a biography of Walt Disney, we're listening to 78s featuring music from the films of Walt Disney. And up next, I've got a Bluebird record for you. I think this probably came out in about 1938 or 39. It has the famous Bluebird Staff label that was in use for a relatively short time. It seems that Bluebird put out a series of records featuring edited versions of soundtracks from Disney's Silly Symphonies cartoon shorts. They did all sorts of things. The Three Little Pigs, The Three Little Wolves, Mickey's Moving Day, and the one we're going to hear now, The Grasshopper and the Ants. I don't recall offhand the year that the Silly Symphonies film came out, but you'll hear this is taken directly from the soundtrack of the film, edited a little bit to fit the 3-minute running time of a 78. So we'll listen now. This is Bluebird record number BK-9 from the soundtrack of the film. Here's The Grasshopper and the Ants.
Come here, son. Listen, the good book says the Lord provides. There's food on every tree. I see no reason to worry and work. No, sir, not me. Oh, the world owes us a living. Oh, the world owes us a living. You should soil your Sunday pants like those other foolish ants. Come on, let's play and sing and dance.
Change that tune when winter comes and the ground is covered with snow.
Oh, winter time's a long way off. You dance? Let's go. Oh, the world owes us a living. Oh, the world owes us a living. You should soil your Sunday pants like those other foolish ants. Come on, let's play and sing and dance. Oh, madam, please, wisest of ants, don't throw me out. Please give me a chance.
With ants, just those who work may stay. So take your fiddle. And play.
Once lived a bull, a magnificent bull, in a pasture near old Barcelona. He would romp and he'd play through the flowers all day, till he'd smell just like eau de cologne. He was gentle and kind, and his moo was refined, which the rest of the bulls all resented. For when he'd start to moo, in a moment or two, he'd have all the cows discontented. Ferdinand, Ferdinand, the bull with the delicate eagle. Ferdinand, Ferdinand, the heifers all called him amigo. Ferdinand, Ferdinand, he'd curtsy and greet them politely. Now he knew how to tango and dance the fandango, but he never learned to fight. Ah, Ferdinand, Ferdinand, he smiled when the picador faced him. Ferdinand, Ferdinand, he winked and the picador chased him. Ferdinand, Ferdinand, he viewed the occasion so lightly. When the picador missed him, why, Ferdinand kissed him, for he never learned to fight. Me, 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 Ferdinand, Ferdinand. He loved the aroma of flowers, Ferdinand, Ferdinand. He'd smell them for hours and hours, with a rose to his nose. The study of nature would call him. He would sniffle completely and smell oh so sweetly, but he never learned to fight.
A song by Albert Hay Malott and Larry Morey. That's Ferdinand the Bull from the Disney cartoon Ferdinand the Bull, which was released in November of 1938 by RKO Radio Pictures. And that recording, another example of the song being recorded well in advance of the film's release, that was made May 10th, 1938 in New York City, sung for us by Dick Robertson with his orchestra and issued on Decca record number 1847. Before that, we had a soundtrack item from the Disney cartoon The Grasshopper and the Ants, which I looked it up while we were listening to those. It came out in 1934, although this particular 78, which featured an edited down version of the soundtrack, came out probably 1938 or early 39, I would guess. Featuring the unmistakable voice of Pinto Colvig in there too, who would later go on, of course, to voice the character Goofy, and who would make Goofy's theme song, the song that we heard in that soundtrack excerpt, The World Owes Me a Livin'. Well, next, let's listen to a couple of selections from the Disney film Cinderella, which came out in 1950. First, we'll hear the Jubilaires sing A Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes, a beautiful version recorded for the Capitol label in January of 1950. Capitol 845 is the record number. After that, it's Dinah Shore and the famous Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo from a Columbia record, 38659, recorded in about late 1949. Two from Cinderella now. First, here's the Jubilaires.
When you're fast asleep, in dreams you will lose your heartache. Whatever you wish for, you keep.
Is bibbidi bobbidi boo. Salagadoola, menchikaboola, bibbidi bobbidi boo. Put them together and what have you got? Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Salagadoola, menchikaboola,
bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Put them together and what have you got?
Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Salagadoola, menchikaboola,
bibbidi bobbidi boo.
It'll do magic, believe it or not.
Salagadoola means
Menchikaboolaroo.
But the thingamabob that does the job is bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Salagadoola, Menchikaboola,
bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Put them together and what have you got?
Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Salagadoola, Menchikaboola, bibbidi bobbidi boo. Put them together and what have you got? Bibbidi bobbidi boo. Salagadoola, Menchikaboola, bibbidi bobbidi boo. It'll do magic, believe it or not. Bibbidi bobbidi boo. Salagadoola means Manchukabularoo. But the thingamabob that does the job is bibbidi bobbidi boo. Salagadoola, Manchukabula, bibbidi bobbidi boo. Put them together and what have you got? Bibbidi bobbidi.
Bibbidi bobbidi.
Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo, that's Dinah Shore from a Columbia record. Before that, the Jubilaires and A Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes, a version I really, really like of that song. Well, while Song of the South, Pinocchio, and even Cinderella got fairly decent discussion time in the Walt Disney biography that aired on the American Experience program this past week, these next two films, from which we'll hear selections, didn't get quite as much coverage. First, we'll hear a song from Peter Pan, the Disney film that came out in 1953, by which time it would seem Walt Disney himself was already looking forward to the opening of Disneyland and making plans for that, and perhaps not as intimately involved with the film's production. Nevertheless, it's one that I've always liked, and I like this particular song, You Can Fly, You Can Fly, You Can Fly, which was written by Sammy Fain and Sammy Kahn, a couple of good songwriters that go quite a ways back. We'll hear it sung for us by Don Rogers and the Merry Men, accompanied by Ernie Rudy and his orchestra, a choral, 78-60920. Quite a nice version with more than a hint of Guy Lombardo in there, I think. After that, we'll hear Charlie Spivak and his orchestra, an OK 78, number 6458, with the Stardusters singing the vocal on When I See an Elephant Fly from Dumbo, recorded in Chicago October 14th, 1941. So, wow, two flying songs now from two underrepresented Disney films in the recent biography, starting with Peter Pan's You Can Fly, You Can Fly, You Can Fly, here on the Shellac Stack.
The presents you're brought, any merry little thought.
Think of Christmas, think of snow, think of sleigh bells, here we go. Like reindeer in the sky, you can fly, you can fly, you can fly.
Think of the happiest things, that's the way to get your wings.
Now you own a candy store, look, you're rising off the floor. Don't wonder how or why, you can fly, you can fly, you can fly. Soon you'll zoom all around the room, all it takes is faith and trust. But the thing that's a positive must is a little bit of pixie dust. The dust is a positive must.
When there's a smile in your heart, there's no better time to start.
It's a very simple plan. You can do what birdies can. At least it's worth a try. You can fly, you can fly, you can fly.
Positive must. When there's a smile in your heart, there's no better time to start.
It's a very simple plan. You can do what birdies can. At least it's worth a try. You can fly, you can fly, you can fly.
I think that's actually a really nice arrangement of When I See an Elephant Fly, played by Charlie Spivak and his orchestra, recorded in Chicago in 1941. Stardusters on the vocal. Really, really nice song from Dumbo. Before that, Ernie Rudy and his orchestra, You Can Fly, You Can Fly, You Can Fly, from Peter Pan. And probably the only Ernie Rudy record I have in my collection. But it's a good one. I like that. And I guess if you like that sort of Guy Lombardo sweet band style, it's not a bad record on the Coral label there. Well, I have a few more of these Bluebird soundtrack records from Walt Disney Silly Symphonies cartoons. And why don't we listen to one more of those? This is from perhaps the most famous and almost certainly the most successful of the Silly Symphonies cartoons. It came out in 1933. It's The Three Little Pigs. And of course, the popular song from that being Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf? And yes, we will get to hear that as part of this record. It's Bluebird BK-10. And I think we'll hear the voices again of Pinto Colvig, Billy Bletcher, Mary Motor, and Dorothy Compton, although none of them are credited on the record label here. But those are the folks who provided the voices for the cartoon, and since this is the actual soundtrack, I suppose that's who we'll hear. So from the Bluebird record now, here you have The Three Little Pigs.
Hi! of bricks. I have no chance to sing and dance, for work and play don't mix.
Now, I challenge you to get Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf out of your head the rest of today. I'm sorry. Well, let's see. We'll turn next to a record by Freddie Rich and his orchestra. And I realize that so far, we have not yet touched upon the most successful and the greatest of Disney's animated films, especially of those early years, the 1937 Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, the first animated feature film, which had so many good songs, but Freddie Rich picked two really good ones to record on both sides of this Decca 78, number 1631, so we'll listen to them both. First, it's I'm Wishing, followed by Whistle While You Work. Two selections now from Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, given a really nice dance band treatment by the old studio pro Freddie Rich and his orchestra.
Oh, And I'm dreaming of the nice things she'll say. Tell me, wishing well, will my wish come true? With your magic spell, won't you tell my loved one what to do? I'm wishing for the one I love to find me today.
Starts to rile up, that's the time a fellow needs a song. Doctor, banker, butcher, baker, you can be a merrymaker if you keep on singing all day long. If you're hanging in suspense from 8 till 5, and you want to keep the sense of humor alive, just whistle while you work. Put on that grin and start right in to whistle loud and long. Just hum a merry tune. Just do your best and take a rest and sing yourself a song. When there's too much to do, don't let it bother you. Forget your trouble, try to be just like the cheerful chickadee and whistle while you work. Come on, get smart, tune up and start to whistle while you work.
Two songs from Walt Disney's 1937 film, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. First we heard I'm Wishing, followed by Whistle While You Work. Both of those played for us by Freddie Rich and his orchestra, and coming from the two sides of Decca record number 1631. Both songs by Larry Morey and Frank Churchill, and a really, really good record, and my copy's a little worn, but hey, somebody liked it in the past, and I like it now. Well, I did save one more record for you, and then we'll have to say goodbye for this edition of the Shellac Stack. As always, thanks for tuning in, giving the program a listen. I do hope to be back in another 2 weeks with an additional Shellac Stack, but as I have alluded to recently, this is kind of a busy time for me. I don't know if I'll have a chance to put together one in 2 weeks. Watch the Facebook page. I'll make an announcement there if I have to take a week or two off. to finish my other projects before returning with the Shellac Stack. But for now, we'll sign off with the Ballad of Davy Crockett, sung for us by Fess Parker. This record must have sold by the boatload. I've seen quite a few copies through the year. It's Columbia 40449. And boy, Davy Crockett was so popular for a little while, right around 1954 or 55, when Disney produced a little TV miniseries in advance of the opening of Disneyland. And they spent quite a bit of time on this in the American Experience documentary. If you haven't seen it, it's available on the PBS website, pbs.org, and it's worth your time. It's worth a look. And I hope you've enjoyed listening to some Disney 78s this time here on the Shellac Stack, and we'll see you next time for more 78 RPM records. Thanks again for listening. So long, everyone.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, greenest state in the land of the free, raised in the woods so he knew every tree, kilt him a bar when he was only three. Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier, fought single-handed through the Indian War, till the Creeks was whipped and the peace was in store. While he was handling this risky chore, made himself a legend forevermore. Davy, Davy Crockett, the man who don't know fear.
He went off to Congress and served a spell, fixing up the government laws as well. He took over Washington, so I hear the tale, and patched up a crack in the Liberty Bell.
Davy, Davy Crockett, seeing his duty clear. When he come home, his politicking done, why the Western March had just begun. So he packed his gear and his trusty gun, and lit out grinning to follow the sun.
Davy, Davy Crockett, leading a pioneer.
He heard of Houston and Austin and so,
to the Texas plains he just had to go.
Their freedom was a-fightin' another foe,
and they needed him at the Alamo.
Davy, Davy Crockett, king of the wild frontier.